Now, food high in saturated fat, sugar and salt will be removed from school meals from the start of the new academic year, and a dietitian will undertake an extensive review of the meals offered to primary school children. The measure follows concern about what children are eating at school and about the amount of waste. At the moment, 2,850 schools provide free meals. Joining us now on the line is the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cailleary. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I suppose the big question for many this afternoon is, does this mean the end of processed foods like sausages or chicken nuggets?
Well, look, I'm not going to go into specific food types, but what it does is, Rachel, it's in the context of a scheme that's funded my department in the Department of Social Protection that we work very closely with the Department of Education that has grown from just 30 schools in 2019 to every primary school in the country now. And we've taken stock of the scheme over the last year or so. And one of the issues that has been highlighted is nutritional standards. So my department are funding a dietitian who will be based in the Department of Health with peers. And that person will commence employment in September and will produce a report for me by December about nutrition within school meals. But as part of that, and as part of regarding the concerns that have been expressed, we are excluding highly processed foods from the school meal menu from this September.
Now, the new school year, as you say yourself, it's only a couple of weeks away. So might it not be too late for some schools to change their plans?
No, we signalled this in April and schools were communicated with about this decision at the very beginning of the summer. We're onboarding new schools onto the school meals program between now and the end of October. Every primary school in the country will have the ability to offer school meals. But I wanted to send a signal from the beginning of the school year around the need for focus on nutritional value of school meals. Secondly, Rachel, another issue that's been raised with us considerably by school communities, by school principals and by parents is waste. And I want that addressed in the context of the report as well that the dietitian will be preparing. And that's why within the Department of Social Protection, we funded somebody who's expert in dietary matters to do this work for us. She will be working out of the Department of Health. The three departments work closely, the Department of Health, the Department of Education and the Department of Social Protection on a school meals working group so that we can address all of these on a whole of government approach.
As you mentioned waste, though, is there a danger that this change and this move away from processed foods like sausages or whatever, that this change will only lead to more waste with children reluctant to eat what they're being offered?
Look, that's an ongoing challenge in every house. That, you know, right as we speak, that challenge is happening. I want to make sure that the €300 million that we invest in this program every year is there for nutritional food. And the whole concept of a house school meal is to give students nutrition, is to give children nutrition. There are many, Rachel, who avail of the hot school meals program that maybe their only hot school at their hot meal of the day. So I want to make sure that the investment we're doing is delivering on nutrition. More nutrition means for better educational outcomes, and that's why we use the school atmosphere and the school environment to do that. And I really want to say that we couldn't do it without the work, without the commitment and the cooperation of school communities, the length and breadth of our country, who have embraced this program. And it brings considerable challenges to school management, but I want to acknowledge them and thank them for taking that on.
Okay, but just to be clear about this, the first big change, that's going to start in September.
The first big change starts this September and 8th. Again, there will be choice available to parents in terms of the menu. And we will be advising schools. Schools are being guided through in terms of the procurement issues at the moment. But we did say last April, and schools were communicated, that we are removing food that is high in saturated fat, that is high in sugar and high in salt. So there are huge alternatives. They're very attractive alternatives. There's lots of good food that children will eat that doesn't have those in it, and that will start from September.
Okay, a couple of other things as you're with us. I know funding was announced this morning for work on a number of projects around the country, including walking trails and other recreation projects. What's being funded?
So, Rachel, we're, as Minister for Rural Community Development, Douglas and Gaeltacht, I'm delighted to be able to announce €8.7 million this morning for the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme, along with my colleague, Minister Gerry Buttermer. The scheme, known as ORIS, it's opening up trails right around the country and has been very successful over the last number of years. We've 221 projects on this occasion, some of whom are repair. I was on the beautiful Warren Way between Ballinan and Escrown this morning, which brings you through a gorgeous trail right to the River Moy estuary. And money will
be invested
there.
You'd have to mention
there.
The constituency, of course.
Well, there's two there. We'll have to mention one of the most beautiful parts of the country. But that's what trails are about and what walkways are about, to open up access to people and to communities, to beautiful spots in their own community, mm-hmm. spots they may not have got to see. And I'm sure we are investing considerable money in your own beautiful county of Clare as well. Oh, it's about investment in physical
I'm sure everybody's getting a fair shake. Listen, on a more troubling matter, this report that we've been discussing on the Garda Road Policing Unit, we heard there from the GRA essentially saying whatever problems there are here, well, that's up to the Garda Commissioner. What's your response?
Look, the report is very serious. And Minister Jim McAllen has engaged with the Garda Commissioner on the report. I think in relation to your concerns about confidence in roles of policing, it's important to emphasise that the report says that this is a minority. But it's a minority that has to be dealt with. And,
do those guards, do they belong in the force? If somebody isn't doing their job, and if they're quite open about that when they're asked, and if they believe that there is no way they're going to be disciplined for their lack of interest, should they really be a guard?
So I think in relation to the disciplinary issues, there are new regulations that Minister Jim McAllen introduced in April of this year under the Policing, Security and Community Safety Act that will strengthen the whole area of discipline. But again, it's important to emphasise that the vast majority of Gardaí in roles of policing are committed to their job. The minority have to be dealt with. They have to be engaged. The importance of this work cannot be overstated. And the difference that work makes to communities, makes to families, is absolutely extraordinary. That minority, the new Garda Commissioner, is very aware of the Minister's concerns of the report. Officials from the Department of Justice are engaging with Garda management around the report to ensure that the findings are implemented and to ensure that there is a change arising out of it. Mm-hmm. But I want to absolutely reassure people, roles policing is taken very seriously, and the vast majority of members of the service, members of Garda Síochána, who are involved in roles policing, are professional and exceptionally committed to their jobs.
Just finally, the presidential election is drawing ever closer. Should Fianna Fáil have a candidate?
Look, the Taoiseach is dealing with the matter as Uachtaráin on Fianna Fáil. And he
What's your own view, though? Would you like to see the party have a candidate?
Look, I'm willing to engage with the Taoiseach privately, firstly, and I would engage with him. I would make the point that when we contested the election with President McAleese in 1997, she wasn't mentioned in August of 1997. This can be dealt with in September, and the party will come to a decision on it. The Taoiseach is committed to working through it, and he will come back to the party. We will make a decision in September on it.
All right. Dara Cailleary, Minister for Social Protection, thank you for joining us on the News at One. We'll be back with more in a moment.